Bentley. And I want you to keep it locked in with Edward Bukert. He will be joining just in a matter of seconds, really. So this is Shukri Wright signing off. I hope all of you stay safe, take care of yourselves, and take the proper precautions that's needed. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Feet Farm Radio. We'll be back bigger, better than ever in a short while. Take care, everybody, and God bless.
This is WMFO Medford 91.5.
Touch Community Radio.
American half pound. Pure beef patty. Lettuce, tomato.
For the. By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity stereo discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
Play your part,
Jones. My bitch a choosing lover, never without a rubber, never in the sheets like it on top of the cover.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh, yeah, that's just great. What's EC?
Looks like by April, you know, in theory, when it gets a little warmer, it miraculously goes away.
I know you like two things I like.
Ooh. Chicken
and chicks.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs. Very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. Jim Gardner, you call him.
Free socks.
He's coming, your favorite DJ. He's coming, your favorite DJ. He's the greatest.
Lots of music, lots of fun. In our town, he's number one.
He's coming.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Bukert from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medford?
Yes, that's the way some people
right.
say it.
Medford. Don't give me that Medford.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Part of what a leader does is to instill confidence, is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people. If you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the princes of greed. He said, look, here's what happened.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Whatever happens, we're totally prepared. We have the best people in the world.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Talk only in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Of course, I don't listen to other radio stations. I only listen to WMFO 91.5 FM. Why would I listen to anything else? That would be silly.
WMFO, Medford.
Don't listen to little drop-ins from propaganda pieces.
Okay, babe, let's make it then.
1952, a newspaper headline read, XGI becomes blonde beauty. The nation was more than a little surprised, shocked, and even scandalized. The headline referred to Christine Jorgensen, the subject of a book by Joanne Meyerowitz.
You must learn to govern your passions. They will be your undoing.
Mr. Allen, this may come as a shock to you, but there are some men who don't end every sentence with a proposition.
Brain is gone.
Jorgensen was a male-to-female transsexual. She was born in the Bronx in 1926 as George Jorgensen, Jr. She went to Denmark in 1950 in search of sex change surgery. She had had since childhood this long-standing, irrepressible desire to live her life as a woman. And in Denmark, she found some doctors who were willing to experiment on her, and she came back to the United States in 1953. But before that, in December of 1952, her story made the news while she was recovering in a hospital bed in Copenhagen. And the New York Daily News had this front page banner headline reading, XGI becomes blonde beauty. And after that, she became a media celebrity.
A wonderful place to stay. The birds are singing. Dreams that are sent to me. Everyone's waving. But there's no emotions. Smile on your skin.
fine line between stupid and clever.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
Good evening and welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events. And it's only been here on WMFO in Medford since 2004. Tufts Freeform Community and even sometimes Educational Radio, as we were last week for sure. And this unfortunately is going to be the last episode of either Tears of the Gods or Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time for the foreseeable future, as the coronavirus has led Tufts University to essentially shut down their campuses and conduct their classes after a spring break, conducting their classes remotely. And WMFO at midnight tonight is going to be getting into constant automation mode. We'll still be on the air, but it'll be our automatic robotic DJ, Rick Deckard, who'll be playing music, spinning up those tunes. And perhaps April 30th, we might be coming back, but who knows what's going to happen. All I can say is we are living in a very historical time period. 2020 is going to be a very turbulent year, as it is, as was 1968 and a couple of other years in the 20th century. So I was going to mix you up a Celtic Irish St. Patrick's Day celebration, but with this station shut down, I decided to broadcast one of the absolute best sound collages that I've mixed up. It's called Remix Mania, and it features Girl Talks, Feed the Animals, and Gold Fraps, We Are Glitter albums. And also a bunch of my best single song sound collage remixes. And we've also got interspersed throughout this excerpts from a video called Afternoon Delight, starring Sherry St. Clair and Peter North, and another unidentified actress. And we're going to be having that mixed throughout the show. There's a story going on with that, as there are with a lot of other things. And in my intro set, we also heard Donald Trump a little bit, talking about his reaction to the coronavirus and, you know, him going on. And then we also heard a clip from Joe Biden when the 2008 financial crisis hit. And the fact that this guy may be our next president is a relief in some ways, but it's also a kind of scary thing. In particular, he was talking about real leadership, and he was recalling one of his heroes when the stock market crashed in 1929. He said real leaders like FDR. FDR got on the television and he didn't just talk about the greedy princes, but instead he reassured people and he showed them how he understood the situation in his TV address to the nation when the stock market crashed. Unfortunately, FDR was not president. Herbert Hoover was when the stock market crashed in 1929. And television hadn't even been invented yet. It was going to be almost another decade. And, well, those were Joe Biden's words. You know, let's just go ahead right over here and hear those once more.
Part of what a leader does is to instill confidence, is demonstrate that he or she knows what they're talking about and communicates to people, if you listen to me and follow what I'm suggesting, we can fix this. When the stock market crashed, Franklin Roosevelt got on television and didn't just talk about the princes of greed. He said, look, here's what happened.
So let's get going. This show has three rather long sets. This next set that's coming up is just about a half hour long. And, well, there's a lot going on, and I hope you enjoy it here on WMFO in Medford. Starting off with some...
I think I'm going to go into town this morning and go window shopping. Would you like to come along?
No, thanks. I think I'll stick around here and see what pops up. Maybe I'll get lucky.
Pardon me.
Oh, hi. Can I help you?
Well, I thought maybe I could help you. I was just sitting around doing nothing. My wife went window shopping. I thought maybe I could help you plant a few bulbs or something like that.
Thanks, Mr.
Jones, John Jones, but you can call me John. We're in that motorhome over there. We just came in last night, remember?
Oh, yes, of course. How are you? I'd ask you to help, but as you can see, I'm just about through here. How about if I make a pot of coffee, and you can tell me where you've been and where you're going?
Now take me dancing at the disco. When you buy your Winnebago, I wanna ride on the red horse. I want to ride on the red horse. When the light turns into darkness, will he turn up to explain us? I wanna ride on the red horse. I want to ride.
Yeah. explore the rest of my place?
Only if you would promise to explore the rest of me.
your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart, play your part.
Issues that are significant for 20th century history. Here she was talking about the promise and pitfalls of science and technology in the atomic age. And here she was talking about what makes a man and what makes a woman, what's appropriate behavior for men and women, who counts as a man and who counts as a woman, what's normal and what's abnormal. And so she was raising all sorts of intriguing issues. And 60s. She was a major figure. She was the source of a media circus. The media started, the reporters followed her. They dogged her every move. In Copenhagen, when she returned to the United States in February 1953, they followed her parents at their home in the Bronx. There were hundreds of articles in the press about Christine Jorgensen, not just in 1952 and 1953, but for years afterwards. Child, she was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society.
Oh, come on now. You wouldn't say no to a lady.
I don't know why not. They always say no to me.
when she was a child, she was gender variant. She had feminine gestures and what one would think of as feminine traits, even though she was a boy. And that's a source of ridicule in our society.
Mag team, back again. Check it to wreck it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, it is Hitman. Show all you folks what it's all about. Now it's time for me to get on the mic and make this tag team party hype. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Woo, there it is, let me hear you say.
This one's from my daddy. It's never going to be over. They just want an excuse to have a constant war so they can dominate the world.
And this one's from the daddy.
shut down every street from Dudley Common everywhere we go, because this is the voice of the people, not George W. Pentagon Bush, not the corporations Cheney, and not all the crooks in Homeland Security. This is the voice of the people.
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform community and even sometimes educational radio. This is going to be our final sound collage episode for the foreseeable future, as WMFO's going to be going to full automation mode starting at midnight tonight as the Tufts University campus shuts down and conducts remote learning, remote classes for the rest of the semester. So WMFO, our 91.5 FM airwaves, will still be broadcasting selections from our incredible music library, but no live DJs until further notice. I've been doing shows here since 2004, not always on Friday nights, but I've been around a whole bunch of different time slots, mostly in the evening. But it's going to be wow. Well, the whole world is just changed out right underneath us, and I think there's going to be even bigger changes coming up as the effects of coronavirus and the stock market crashes, they ripple throughout, and the things that they cause lead to other effects, which then cause other things. As I mentioned last week, when we did what I consider to be my most successful ever live DJ mixing show, an experimental mix with Luke Palette joining me here on our DJ mixer. What we were doing there was mixing up a bunch of digitally reversed Wendy Carlos, and then hand manipulation of a vinyl CBS News documentary on the incredible year of 1968, very kindly lent by Chuck Yu to me. And then we also played two outstanding examples of Neil Peart's drumming with Cygnus X1 and YYZ, plus three songs by my favorite 21st century Russian band, The Largest Prime Number, that Diana turned me on to. And I've made that available at my tearsofthegods.org website. You can download that episode and keep it on your hard drive, put it on your portable music players. And I think as this shutdown goes forward, I'm going to be updating both the plasticsushi.org website and the tearsofthegods.org website. I've also got the .coms for those, and they take you to exactly the same place. But we'll try to go and keep things going a bit during this shutdown that way. But it's going to be, a very sad thing. So many things going on right now. And, you know, I'm just going over our current WMFO schedule and thinking of all the shows that I tune in and that I'm going to mix, that I've been enjoying over the years. Let's go Monday, Frank Rosano, Rosano Radio, and then Rock Under the Radar. That was in the afternoon with Marion, and both Frank and Marion, I was very happy to have trained here, helping them become DJs. And the Small Cactus Radio Hour, I listened to that with our general manager, Rose. Music then going up on Tuesdays. Yeah, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Russian Hour with Diana. And she very kindly gave me two CDs from that Russian band, The Largest Prime Number, that made it in there to last week's show, as well as my music collection. TK, Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The Paranormal Playground with Mariah, and I also trained her. And then on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. this semester, Gabe, the Mariah Shrine Radio. I listened to that on the podcasts. Bird Watching with my neighbors on Curtis Avenue. Rising with Skybar. I love to listen to him at the gym. And then on Wednesdays, well, there was Time Travel with Chris Earl and we also had also on Wednesdays Joyce the Voice with the Voicemobile and the Big Picture with Derek Gary. And then On the Town, I've had my music played. I've been a guest, a substitute DJ on there. I was interviewed as a local artist. And I mixed bands for On the Town, being an audio engineer there. That's going to be off the air for a while. And then on Thursdays, we had Strike the Box with Chris and Chuck U sometimes filling in for that. And then Nate, Fast and Loose. The Desperate Hours with Alex. Highly Recommended with Max. I love all those shows, but on hiatus. And then Friday mornings, the Music Savage show with Ryan, who I also trained. He's another outstanding community DJ. DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. And Celtic Dawn with Joanne. Songs from the Squid Pod. Those Friday shows I always listen to. And then Saturday midnight, Luke Palette, LPs, LPs. He was on here last week. Then Mike on the Mic, Something About the Women, A Crash Course for the Weight Ravers with Brian and Marie, Acoustic Ceiling with Vin. I also trained Vin along with Mike there. And there was the Loft and Classic Rock Mine with Mike Conway. And of course, Bubbles in the Think Tank. And those are just the shows I really made an effort to listen to. Lots of other great shows that I'd sometimes listen to. But, you know, the changes that are going on right now, they're all real. And we're living in historic times. So, yeah, in that last half-hour set, we heard Goldfrapp and Girl Talk, a bunch of history with Joanne Meyerowitz, a former Yale professor. She wrote a book on the American male-to-female transsexual Christine Jorgensen, an important part of 20th century gay and lesbian and transgender sexuality. So we're getting, yes, our 20th century history lesson in there. And then we also heard from a collaboration with Scanty Sandwich and Chuck U that I remixed up. This one, the Plastic Sushi War remix. Backing me up right now is some reversed Wendy Carlos. And as I mentioned, you can find last week's episode posted on tearsofthegods.org. And we hope to have that one updated during this continuing shutdown. Well, remember, if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. And we don't want anybody to unnecessarily die. There's enough deaths in the world as is. Well,